Lawrence has been talking to us about Elijah and about Jesus. And both Elijah and Jesus were taken up into heaven by God. Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind that we've been hearing about this morning, and Elisha, his friend, saw it happen, and then Elisha saw Elijah no more. And Jesus, after Jesus had been killed, you know that he became alive again by the power of God. He conquered death, and then he too went up into heaven whilst his friends, his disciples, were watching. But neither Elijah nor Jesus, neither of those were the first people to be taken up into heaven by God. Who was the first person to be taken away from the earth by God? Enoch, thank you. Or as they say properly, Enoch. Enoch. I get told off for saying Enoch, and people say it's not Enoch, it's Enoch. Well, I'll try and say Enoch, but if I say Enoch, I do apologize. Enoch. Enoch on the loch. Let's talk about Enoch. We don't get told much about Enoch, but what we are told is enough to challenge us, and it is enough to transform us. Some of the things that are shortest and briefest in the Bible are the things that really challenge our hearts. Enoch's father, what was his name? He's not here this morning. Jared. Enoch's father's name was Jared. And I'm so disappointed Jared's not here to hear about his namesake. His father's name was Jared. And we can read about Jared and Enoch in Genesis chapter 5. And as you can see, Enoch had a lovely pair of trainers. They're on the screen there for you. Genesis 5 verse 18. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. And after he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had a selection of other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. 1 year for every day of our calendar year. I don't know how you would celebrate a leap year. Enoch walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. So we don't get told very much about Enoch. I've told you the narrative, just 7 verses in Genesis, although he does get mentioned briefly in other places in the Bible. We're not told much about Enoch, but what we learn is so profound, so deep. We learn that one day Enoch was no more because God took him away. Think about that, please. God took him away. I can only assume that God wanted Enoch to be with him in heaven. Why did God take Enoch away? Why would God want to take Enoch away? And I think the clue is in the text that we've just read, in these seven verses. There is something that we get told twice in these seven verses, and I think that is the clue. Now, you children who have to write stuff at school, I know it's a pain, you have to write stuff, but and don't they often say that you shouldn't repeat yourself? You should try and think of a different word if you need to write something second time and so on. I remember that from school. Try not to repeat yourself. Now, when things are repeated in the Bible, you have to say, well, surely it's not because they didn't concentrate at school properly. If people repeat things in the Bible, there must be a reason for it. And it must be for the purpose of emphasis. There's one phrase, one thing in just these seven verses that is repeated. We get told twice. And so I'm going to read you just that little bit again. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. What is the thing that gets repeated twice? The fact that Enoch walked faithfully with God. And I somehow just kind of imagine that that's why God took him away. God wanted to continue walking with him, just not walking on earth, now walking with him in glory. Enoch walked faithfully with God. What about us? What can we learn from Enoch? What about praying and saying, God, I want to live like Enoch. I want to walk with you through all of the ups and downs of my life here on earth. Let's just pray even now. Father God, I pray for each one of us. We want to walk with you. Oh God, we want to be like Enoch, the one who pleased you because he walked with you. Help us, oh God, to understand what it could mean to walk with you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, what does it mean to walk with God? What could it mean to us? What else do you often do when you walk with someone? What do you do as you walk with someone? You talk, yeah? I don't know, it's convenient, they rhyme, you know. You walk and you talk. And as you're walking, you are talking. And you're sharing together. And you're pouring out your heart. When we go on the walks, Gareth, I don't know what part of us is more tired when we get home. Is it our our feet and our legs from the walking, and was it our lungs and our voices from talking? Because we're walking along and we're talking. And that's the great thing about the church walk. Second plug in one morning, that's not bad. Come along, you get to know people. You have a walk and you have a talk. But God is inviting us to walk with Him and to talk with Him. My points are on the screen for you this morning. So as we are walking with God and we are talking with Him, some of the advantages of walking and talking with God, well, it means that we are going in the same direction as God. And of course, this is one of the great things about repentance. You know, repentance means turning around. You know, all our lives we've been going against God. There's the part of us that is sinful and rebellious, and we're against God. And yet we turn round, we repent, and we start walking with God. Repentance isn't a thing that we do just on the day that we come to know Jesus for the first time. That decision to turn around and to walk with God, it's got to keep going throughout our time here on earth. Let's walk with God and talk with God, and let's go in the same direction as God. Second thing you see on the screen there, being in close contact with God. You see, the great thing about walking with someone is you're shoulder to shoulder, you're side by side, you're close. I know people like to talk by phones and all the modern social media things, but actually, you really can't beat walking side by side, talking, being in close contact with God. What about this next one? As we walk with God and talk with God, don't we see things as God sees them? What about the problems that we're facing? The financial issues, the health issues, the fact that we're trying to bring up our children and we're struggling. Or maybe as children we're trying to bring up our parents and we're struggling. They just don't want to learn, do they? If we start seeing things from God's perspective, we see the problems in the context of the one who provides, the one who changes, the one who transforms. We've got to walk with God and talk with God and see things as God sees them. But we've got to see people as God sees them too. What a transformation if we would see the people around us as sinners who have, if they are within the family of God, who have already been saved by grace, or maybe they're people who don't yet know Jesus. Then they're sinners for whom grace is available. We've got to start walking with God and talking with God, being side by side with God and seeing people around us as God sees him. That's going to transform our relationship with God, but also with the people around us. What about walking with God and believing his promises? He really will never leave us or forsake us. He really does have our best interests at heart. His word really is true, that those of us who believe in him, who receive him, we become children of God. Another thing you're going to find as you're walking and talking, you'll get on to talking about the past. We need to walk with God and talk with God and accept God's verdict of the past. Because within us all, there's that sense of it wasn't my fault. I wasn't to blame. I'm not responsible. And yet, of course, the Bible says that all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. Yes, of course, other people were involved. But I too sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've got to accept God's verdict of the past that we are sinners. We've got to accept God's verdict of the past that Jesus has died in our place, the only one who could take the place. We've got to embrace God's plan for the future. God's plan for the future is for us to be forgiven, to be set free. God's plan for the future is that we go from being part of the problem to being saved and set free, and we become part of the solution. We become ambassadors of Jesus, going out and talking to other people about this great God we have who loves us. What inevitably happens if you walk a long way? You get tired, okay? And in particular, your feet begin to hurt. And even this is part of walking with God, because no one ever said that walking with God is easy. And sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get disheartened. Sometimes we become afraid. Am I even going to make it back to the car? When you want to walk with a family, yeah? Am I going to make it with God? If we are tired and weary, let's not try and hide this from God. Let's walk with Him. Let's talk with Him. Let's tell Him that we are weary, and let's ask Him for His strength. And if we are hurting, let's not try to hide it from God. Let's walk with Him. Let's talk with Him. Let's tell Him where we are hurting. Let's tell Him why we are hurting. Let's ask Him to heal us. We can read again about Enoch in the New Testament book of Hebrews. And we can learn something else about Enoch's walk with God. In Genesis, we read that he walked faithfully with God. And in Hebrews, we learn that his walk was by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 tells us this: faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And this is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. When I was a teenager, if there was a preoccupation in our world, the thing that people were afraid of, they were afraid of a nuclear war. Now, and it's only in the last couple of years, if people are afraid, they're afraid of global warming, climate change, and so on. But are they willing to admit that the universe was created at God's command? I'll tell you what, it's only by faith. We cannot do anything apart from by faith. We cannot even believe that God created the world except by faith. It's here in Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen, or what is seen, sorry, was not made out of what was visible. And then in verse 5, we get to Enoch. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So, my friends, let's walk with God and let's talk with God. Let's go in the same direction as God. Let's stay close in contact with Him. Let's ask God to anoint our eyes so that we see things as God sees them. Let's ask God to heal our eyes so that we start seeing people as God sees them. Let's walk with God and talk with God and believe in God's promises. Let's accept God's verdict of the past and let's embrace God's plans for the future. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Don't imagine that Enoch got away with things lightly, that he was whisked away perhaps in his 20s before he'd really face any of the trials of life. No, 365 years he'd been walking with God. Then God took him away. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. And here is the invitation for us all. Let us walk faithfully with God. Let's walk with Him. Let's talk with Him. What a blessing.